Happy was a runaway hit. It was number one for 10 weeks in the U.S. It topped the charts in the United Kingdom, Canada, Ireland, New Zealand, and 19 other countries. Whether it's what's called the neo-soul funk groove, or the Motown sound, or Pharrell Williams and Dane's falsetto, whatever the magic, it made a lot of us happy. And it was first released as a soundtrack to a movie. Do you remember that movie? Do you know? Anybody know? Maybe these guys will help you. Yeah. Okay. That's Despicable Me 2. And maybe you saw it. Now that Dan and I are old enough to go watch anything we want, we sneak into kids' movies, like this one, and get the really giant popcorn. That's what we like to do. Those are the minions at the bottom. The guy in the middle is Gru, a supervillain who ends up parenting those three foster girls. Gru repents, sort of, and ends up being a reluctant hero and dad. And in the sequel, Despicable Me 2, Gru the super bad has become Gru the super dad. Now he's trying to make an honest living, and that's a lot harder. It's harder to make an honest living. And he's trying to save his oldest daughter from the heartbreak of love with the wrong guy. He's got love issues of his own. And he's trying to save the world from the real villain. The point is, Gru has changed. He has found love in the form of three little girls. Or maybe it's more accurate to say, love has found him. And that's a struggle, loving. But it's also his truth. This love, this happiness, like a room without a roof. Is it silly? Yeah, sure, it's silly. But people all over the world, it struck a chord. It struck a chord. That song sold 14 million copies. It's on a lot of people's playlist. Mary Chapin Carpenter, I didn't make them play this, wrote another song on my playlist. And again, it's an upbeat tempo, and it's catchy. But with wry humor, her lyrics reflect a truth that life is not always happy. Some things can bring you down. And her song warns us that sometimes you're the windshield and sometimes you're the bug. The bug. Ever felt like the bug on a windshield? I bet the Zabel family with their flood feels a little bit like a bug on a windshield. This songwriter's truth is that sometimes stuff just happens. There is no villain you can even point a finger to. So you gotta know happy because you're gonna know sad. You gotta know happy because you're gonna know sad. You're gonna know lonely and you're gonna know sad. At first reading, Psalm 51 is sunk in that minor key of that sad place. With the psalmist squashed flat like a bug on a windshield. Psalm 51 is another on the soundtrack of my life, as we talked about. It may be on yours, because it was also a top hit. One that infused church liturgy throughout across denominations. And Bible scholar James Mays writes that Psalm 51 has been said or sung in full or in part more than any other scripture in worship. That's hard to believe, because we have our favorites, right? It is so infused in our liturgy and our psyche. Psalm 51 offers a grown-up view of repentance. Sometimes the villain is me. That is this psalmist's truth, this songwriter's truth. Have mercy on me, O God. Most prayers that we pray, like we heard last week, are about changing our circumstances, are changing the people around us. That's one of my favorites. God changed them. But this one says, God, change me. Change me. Psalm 51 overwrites our simple excuses that we are only human by making a deep divide, not baseball and football, but human and divine. Here, being only human is the issue at hand. And here, as in our gospel reading, what is lost is a relationship with God and with others. What is lost is a relationship to the sacred and others. Because in Old Testament understanding, when the relationship with God is lost, when that is broken, so is community. And so is the self. So am I, broken. Let me hear joy and gladness, that the body you have broken may rejoice. What is that saving joy? It's truth, again, God's truth this time. The truth deep within. Indeed, you delight in truth deep within me, and would have me know wisdom deep within. And this wisdom deep within gives a joy. Gives joy. That's what the promise is. A joy that persists not in denial of the brokenness of the world and ourselves, but in the face of it. In the face of it. And there are times we have to hold so fast and so hard to that deep truth. That deep truth that apart from God, we are broken or we are lost. And if we can admit that, then we can be found. We can be found. Unlike the stiff-necked in the desert, unlike the 99 so right and so righteous that they have no need to repent, and therefore they can't be found. In Luke's gospel, the Greek verb used is find, not forgive, eurisko. It's find. And here in Psalm 51, as in that gospel, it is God who finds. It is God who renews. It is God who transforms. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. This is one of only two times in the Old Testament we get that phrase, Holy Spirit, here in Isaiah. And notice that the Holy Spirit is not gone away. Not gone away. Not gone away from the singer. Even in his sin. Even in what would have been seen as uncleanness. Even though the joy is escaping me right now. The joy is escaping me. The Holy Spirit is not gone. And there is faith that God will restore. The Hebrew word for create is bara. I'm glad Kevin's not here because I'm sure my pronunciation's bad. But the Greek word is bara. And it's only used when you're talking about God. Only God gets that verb. And it means to bring into existence something new, or to transform something so that what it becomes is different than what it was. Today, instead of saying heart and spirit, we might say mind and will. That's how we identify personhood. That's how we identify ourselves. When I think of my being, maybe it's all heart, mind, spirit, will. Mind and will open to God. Oriented to God, so that now I am different. I respond to life differently. These last three verses of the psalm today, they're not the end of the psalm, but these three verses, "Create in me a clean heart, O God," are on my playlist because I did grow up singing them in church, not as the confession, not as the Kyrie, "Lord have mercy." They were sung, if you remember, as the offertory. The offertory. They are words of repentance, but they are less about remorse than they are about restoration. In the lyrics of the psalm, we hear how desperately that singer wants that restoration with God. And we hear the singer's faith that a joyful relationship can be restored, even among what was broken. This is sung as an offering of ourselves to God. This is the offering that matters to God. And you know me, I'm gonna preach later about stewardship. I'm not shy about that. But hear this first, hear this truth. The offering God wants is you. The offering God wants is you. It is the offering that causes rejoicing in heaven. Rejoicing in heaven. It is the offering in which God delights. We are back to happy. We're back to happy. Clap along if you know what happiness means to you. Amen.